Researchers studying the various Japanese dialects have concluded that all are descended from a founding language taken to the Japanese islands about 2,200 years ago. The finding suggests that the Japanese language is descended from that of the rice-growing farmers who arrived in Japan from the Korean Peninsula, and not from the hunter-gatherers who first inhabited the islands some 30,000 years ago. Archaeologists have found evidence for two waves of migrants, a hunter-gatherer people who created the Jomon culture, and wet rice farmers who left the remains known as the Yayoi culture. The result provides support that the distribution of many language families today is due to the spread of agriculture in the distant past, when farmers, carrying their languages with them, grew in numbers and expanded at the expense of hunter-gatherers. Several languages seem to have been spoken on the Korean Peninsula at this time. The work of two researchers at the University of Tokyo, Sean Lee and Toshikazu Hasegawa, suggest that the origin of Japonic, the language family that includes Japanese, and Ryukyuan, spoken in the Ryukyu island chain south of Japan, coincides with the arrival of the Yayoi people. The finding, if confirmed, indicates that the Yayoi people took Japonic to Japan, but leaves unresolved the question of where in Asia the Japonic language originated before arriving in the Korean Peninsula. Genetic studies have suggested interbreeding between the Yayoi and Jomon people, with the Jomon contribution to modern Japanese being as much as 40%. Apparently, the Yayoi language prevailed, along with the agricultural technology. The question of Japanese origins has had political consequences, with the link to the Yayoi culture having been invoked to justify the annexation of Korea and Manchuria before World War II.